We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Another edition of the DFS OGs podcast right here on RotoGrinders.com. Week 15 up next. Week 14 in the books. We're back to a full slate of games. We got Saturday games. We're going to cover everything from a betting perspective, as always, give you some of our best bets for the week. Want to say thank you to the sponsor of the show, BetMGM. If you have not yet, head over there. Use promo code GRINDERS. That'll get you a risk-free bet up to $1,000. So take advantage of that. Best time of the year now, football season. Getting to the nitty-gritty. So we're going to dive into these games. Let me bring in my boys. Notorious Head Chopper Noto, we'll start with you. Now, we were red hot weeks, 12 and 13. Came back down to earth a little bit, and that's what's going to happen in sports betting and DFS. You're not going to win every single week. So not our finest hour. We've certainly had worse. We've certainly had a lot better. So decent week, we'll say that. Noto, how was DFS week 14? How you doing, my man?
Yeah, I had to go boast on Twitter about our great picks the last couple of weeks and then go 1-4. So the picks could have been a lot better, but close to Christmas, got my DraftKings ugly sweater on.
Nice.
And going out to New Orleans, Cal invited me out there to be his plus one at the DraftKings final. So looking forward to that. And I'll be taking advantage of those promo codes at BetMGM. I don't have betting here in Utah, so I'm excited.
There you go. Promo code Grinders, baby. So, yeah, I mean, 27-5 the previous 2 weeks. So, you run a record like that, you're allowed to slip up a little bit. So we'll get back on track here this week. Chop, my man. How was DFS week 14? How we doing, brother?
Wasn't bad. Can't complain. Did better than break even. So you can't complain about that. I'm hoping we get some picks either via our Slack private message or some DMs. I want to see some pics of single Notorious out on the prowl in a different city and state. Come on now, man. Don't let us down.
Yeah, well, Sheena's going to be there, so hopefully she can be my wingman, because I don't know if Cal's got any game anymore.
Very true.
There you go. Hey, New Orleans. I mean, that's the place, man. You'll stumble into some things there. So, yeah, we definitely want some. We'll talk about it next week. Our little Christmas special next week. We'll be back next Wednesday, hopefully back on the same slate. So on the same day. So let's get back to the games here. Let's start with tonight. Rare Thursday recording for us here. We've got Niners and Seahawks up first. We'll be utilizing BetMGM spreads and totals here. We will also be using scoresandodds.com. If you guys haven't checked it out, we've been talking about it all year long. The site just continues to grow, continues to evolve. Going to break down every single game, show you the odds at every different sports book out there, different props, premium picks, all three of us contributing to that as well. So check it out if you have not already. And that will be the visual here if you're watching on YouTube. So get into it. Let's start with Niners. Seahawks opened up Seattle or San Francisco -1.5. That has climbed to 3.5 here. Total sitting at 43. So Chop, we'll start with you, buddy. Kind of a low total here. I think we're expecting an ugly game here on Thursday night. A lot of injuries to parse through. Obviously, Deebo Samuel, the headliner here. Sounds like Kenneth Walker good to go on the Seattle side of things. Brock Purdy also a little bit beat up. So ugly Thursday nighter here, Chop. Big game for both of these teams. What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, I might be way misreading this thing here, but I can't see how the Niners don't beat them pretty good, pretty handily. I just the Seahawks are at home, and that's a nice venue, a nice home field advantage. But 49ers are, man, I think they're the best team when they get Deebo back for the playoffs. I think they're the best team in the NFC. So I'm going to roll with the Niners here by blowout. I don't think I'm going to lock it in. I might circle back, but I don't see how Seattle wins this game. I don't see how Seattle can. Niners are just too good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I prefer the Niners side of this. Looks like a lot of the money coming in on Seattle side of things here with the points. Noto, your take on this one, low total Niners Seahawks.
Classic Niners coming off of a dominant performance. Seahawks coming off of a terrible performance at home against the Panthers. And you feel like the spread should be a lot higher than 3.5. So feels fishy. I'm going to stay away from this one, but I would lean towards San Fran, but it looks like that's kind of the public side too, in terms of the percentage of bets. And then you got most of the money on Seattle, which I never like to be on that side of the bet.
All right, let's go to Saturday. So we get a 3-game Saturday slate here. Kicks off with Colts and Vikings. Vikings opened up 5.5-point favorites. That's come down to 4, total at 47.5 here. So, no, we talked about the Vikings. We've been talking about them all year, that we felt they're a fraud. We all liked the Lions, I'm pretty sure, last week. A convincing win for Detroit. Now, Minnesota going back home. They're not in danger of missing the playoffs. You know, it kind of feels like, do they have – sure, they still have some things to play for as far as seeding goes, but – good spot here against the Colts. Surprise the line going the other way, though. Your thoughts here, Colts-Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Vikings defensive coordinator, I just send the house at Matt Ryan. If they can build a lead and, kind of make Indy throw the ball, I think it's going to be, a good bounce-back spot for Minnesota. Seems like everyone's kind of off of them. We've been off of them for a while now. But I think I'm going to get back on here. It feels like it could be a field goal game or either the Vikings just run away with it. I'm hoping the latter. So I'm going to take them. I just don't trust the Colts. I know they're coming off of a bye, but does Jeff Saturday know what to do on a bye week? I mean, I don't know if extra rest is going to be helping anybody. They got nothing to play for. So give me Vikings in this one.
I don't trust that. Yeah, I don't trust either of these teams. So I'm going to stay away from this one. I think maybe we get points in this one, so I don't hate an overplay. But Chop, two teams that it's hard to get a read on both of these teams. As good as Minnesota's record has been, the analytics tell us they're overrated. The Colts have been a disaster, so probably a lean to Minnesota, but I'm staying away from this one. What are you doing here, Colts, Vikings?
I'm leaning towards the Colts. That's about it. Just because the spread is over a field goal, and I'm not sure that more than a field goal separates these teams. So I'm leaning towards the Colts coming off the bye. Yeah, I agree. Jeff Saturday's probably a little outmatched, but that bye week's really good for Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line. So I think they come out with a little bit of extra spark.
All right, let's move to Baltimore and Cleveland up next. Opened up Browns -2.5. That has gone to 3 here at BetMGM. A very low total at 38. We got the news just before recording. Lamar Jackson, to no surprise, officially ruled out for this week. Tyler Huntley, not on the injury report, expected to be back in there, but Chop, he wasn't great last week. So now a spot on the road. Cleveland Browns team that's been very up and down. Deshaun Watson not been very great either. I have a best bet in this ugly 38-point total. But Chop, what are you doing here? Ravens and Browns.
You have a best bet. I have a best bet.
Uh-oh. Well, let's see if we're going to butt heads here.
I do as well. I do as well. Let's
Here we go. I've been on the Deshaun and Browns train, you know, thinking that they could really make a run for the playoffs, and they had it in them. And he's looked really bad the last two games, or first game really bad. He got better. He's only going to get better. He took almost two full years off of football. I think the Browns end up winning this game. And less than a field goal means that there's a pretty good chance they cover that spread. So I'm locking in the Browns.
Two for two on the Brownies. I like this matchup for him. Now, the worry is Dobbins is back. Edwards is back. Cleveland, horrific against the run. So, you know, Baltimore's going to try to get that run game going with those two and Huntley. But I'm in agreement with you. I think the Browns are better than this record. Home team, it's sitting at a field goal. I am also on the Cleveland side of things. Best bet number one. Noto, are you with us or are you against us? You're rolling with the Ravens.
Yeah, I can't go against my boys. Make it three for three. I really like the spot for Cleveland. Just you guys mentioned, I mean, Huntley had one good game last season. It's the one we all remember. I think he won somebody a millionaire maker. Other than that, he's been pretty mediocre to below average as a starter. And, just load up against the run, and they should be fine in this one. If you look at the box score from last week, I mean, they had every chance to cover that spread against Cincy. They just continued to make bad mistakes and couldn't score in the red zone. So I think Watson's a little better, and they win this one.
All right. Nothing makes you feel a little bit more queasy than all of us on the Cleveland Browns, but our record over the years has been pretty strong when we all agree. So Cleveland, best bet number one for all three of us. Next game, another best bet coming up for me here in this one, Miami. And Buffalo opened up Buffalo -7.5. That's come down to 7. A total sitting at 44 in this one. So, Buffalo continues to roll. Miami, you know, kind of stubbed their toe going out to LA against the Chargers here. I'm going to throw my best bet out there. I think Miami bounces back. I think this year I'm going to roll with the Dolphins plus the 7 points as a best bet. We've seen Buffalo not really blowing people out. You know, the questions about Josh Allen. So I think Miami gets back on track here. I'm going to take them with the points. Best bet number two for me, the Miami Dolphins plus 7. Noto, what do you got here? Miami, Buffalo.
Yeah, I hate to do it, but I got to go best bet on Buffalo. The Dolphins were unstoppable the first 12 weeks of the season. The Niners kind of gave a blueprint on how you can slow this offense down. You get some pressure on Tua, you make him throw to the outside, and the Chargers, despite having, you know, no Derwin James, no Bosa, they were able to, you know, keep this offense in check. I think Buffalo's going to be able to do the same. They want to avenge the loss from earlier in the season. Plus, we got some cold weather, potential snow in Buffalo. I love the spot for the Bills. I know they continue to play close games, but I think they keep their foot on the gas in this one.
All right, Chop, one on Miami, one on Buffalo. You put the best bet in here, or if not, break the tie. What are you doing here?
I'm putting the best bet in on this one. I wasn't going to, except for you guys split it. So I might as well break the tie with the best bet. I actually really like Buffalo here for the simple reason that this weather is going to be cold. Tua does not like the cold weather at all. So I think you're going to make this team one-dimensional. If they can run the ball down your throat, then obviously Miami's going to hang in there and maybe even win this game. But if you stop the run, I just don't think Tua can be as effective in this kind of weather. And weather is usually really overly exaggerated in NFL. It really doesn't matter. But there are certain guys who want no part of 30-degree temperatures, and I think Tua is one of them.
We'll see. Better put his winter gear on and get rolling in that snow, Tua. So, all right, two for Buffalo, one for Miami. So,
I heard the Dolphins brought in their own heaters last week for the L.A. game. So,
so what the hell are they going to need on the sidelines in Buffalo? If you need heaters in LA, oh boy. Okay. Starting to think about this Miami pick, but it's locked in. We'll stick with it here. Next game, Atlanta and New Orleans. Saints opened up 3-point favorites. That's gone to 4 here. Total sitting at 44 in this one. Have a third best bet here, and I'll lead off here. The Falcons been very good to me. Both sides. I've gone with them. I've gone against them. I'm going back to the well here, guys. I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons plus the 4. Best bet number 3. I know there's concerns. What is Desmond Ridder? How is he going to look? To me, it can't look any worse than it did with Marcus Mariota. I don't think the game plan changes a whole lot. I think they still want to run the ball. Ridder gives you a little bit of mobility similar to Mariota. So I think he's going to be fine. In fact, I think they're going to be better through the air. I think he's going to be better than people expect. I'm not sure I'm running out to play him in DFS this week, but I don't mind rolling a lineup out there with him and Drake London. So I'm going Falcons plus the four, best bet number three. Keep the streak going here with my Falcons. Chop, what are you doing in this one, Atlanta, New Orleans?
No particular heavy feeling on this one. If you had to twist my arm and I was at the betting booth in Vegas and I wanted to just get something on the game, I would probably lean towards the Saints only because of the unknown for Desmond Ridder. He may be great, but my memories of Desmond Ridder are put up a great career picking on really small schools in the American Athletic Conference. Then he got up to this one playoff game, his one shot, and he looked very, very overmatched. So I'm not sure what we're going to get out of him. I would lean towards the Saints, but he's an unknown, man.
All right, Noto, Falcons, Saints, 4-point spread. Desmond Ridder, your thoughts there?
Yeah, how dumb is it that these two teams are still in the mix for the title, division title? I mean, this division's so bad. I don't have a strong take on the game. I would just take the points blindly. Kind of agree with you, Beer. I don't think it can be worse than Mariota. Don't think the game plan changes much, but I don't have a strong take on it.
Did you guys see that graphic, ESPN trying to change the In the Hunt? And, you know, we're sick of calling it In the Hunt, so they had a different name for it. They chose Loitering. Like, what the hell? Loitering? Like, you can't come up with any, all the people you got at ESPN, you can't come up with anything better than that. Just, but you're right. This division's bad. These teams are bad. I'll take the points in this one. All right, next up, the red-hot Detroit Lions open up as 2.5-point underdogs to the Jets. That has come down to one total here, sitting at 44.5. So, no, a lot of publicity on the Lions out there this week. I mean, they've won, I think it's 5 out of 6. A lot of talk about Dan Campbell. Now they go on the road, face a very, very good and Jets defense specifically in this one. So can this offense continue to roll here? A tough spot on the road, small spread. What do you got, Jets and Lions?
Yeah, I love the Lions. They were my only pick that ended up coming through for me last week. But I'm going to go to the Jets in this one. You know, they've had a lot of two close games in a row where they probably could have won. They had a chance against Buffalo. They just couldn't score there at the end. And going back home, we talked about Tua being outdoors. Jared Goff has had the same problem, you know, throughout his career. Get cold weather outdoors. Those small hands aren't nearly as effective throwing the ball. So I'm going to go with the Jets. I know I hate going against the Lions, but I have to in this one.
I'm on the Jets side as well. More of a lean. It feels like the public's going to love the Lions this week. They're the story right now. They're the hot team. But I have the same concerns. You know, this offense, we could see it struggle a little bit here. This Jets defense, to me, is legit. So a lean towards the Jets. No best bets here for me on this one. Chop, any stronger feelings here, Jets, Lions?
Yeah, lock me in. Best bet, Jets. Jets, lock it in. I mean, for a lot of the what both of you guys said, Jared Goff, again, in the cold weather, not his cup of tea. And then on the other side, the Jets are a legit. Their defense is really good, like super good. So all they need is a little bit of offense. I think they won't have very many problems getting some offense against the Lions defense. So, yeah, I like me in the Jets. It just feels right.
All right, best bet number three for Chop on the Jets, minus the one. Next game, big spread alert here, Kansas City. Houston opened up 14.5-point spread. That has settled in at 2 touchdowns in favor of the Chiefs, 49 on the total here, Chop. So, I mean, we know this is about the biggest mismatch that you could come up with, the potent offense of the Chiefs, this terrible Texans team who – gave your Cowboys a scare, and I should have listened to you. I was all over Dallas, thought they'd roll, and definitely a look-ahead game. Houston hung in there. Can they do it again here against Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I'm not sure. This is another such a big spread. I'm not sure I want to touch that line either way. I guess I would lean towards the under in this game if I was at Vegas trying to make a bet. I'd lean towards the under. I just – The 14-point, 2 touchdowns, like that could get busted so easy in so many different ways. And then on the flip side, I'm not going to take Houston because, again, they're going to be down their top two wide receivers or so. And then and now Pierce can't even play this week. So they're in a world of hurt on offense. So I just don't feel comfortable with the teams. Let's just take the under here.
Come on. You don't feel comfortable, Rex Burkhead? Come on.
Hey, you know what? I will say this much for DFS. Don't give out my – I want to see who the starting running back is for Houston. And whoever that starting running back is, he's a viable option in DFS because Kansas City's defense does give up a ton in the receiving game to the running back position.
Yep, no doubt. Like, I mean, most likely playing from behind. I don't see Houston playing with a lead in this one. No, big spread here. You're rolling with the Chiefs. You taking the 14 at home with Houston, or are you leaving it alone?
Yeah, the Texans might end up starting Jeff Driskel at running back. He looked pretty good there. Using two quarterbacks, it's a unique approach for sure. 14 does feel like a lot. You look at the Chiefs, you know, schedule. They've won a lot of games by between 3 and 7 points. I think they were up by 3 or 4 scores last week and didn't end up covering the spread against the Broncos. I'm not going to bet this game, but I would lean towards just, you know, taking the big points at home.
All right, Philly, Chicago up next. Another big spread here. Opened up Philly 8.5-point favorites. That's ticked up to 9.48.5 on the total here. So two electric quarterbacks here, Noto, Fields and Hurts. Should be fun to watch as far as betting goes. Big number on the road here. We've seen the good and the bad out of the Chicago Bears. Can they hang? Can they cover this 9 points at home?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it should be a good game to target for DFS, especially if the Eagles are able to build a lead early. I think you're going to see a lot of garbage time production. I do think that 9 points kind of brings in a backdoor cover from the Bears. And I mean, everyone's going to want to bet the Eagles. They looked great last week against the Giants. They looked great the week before that. But yeah, Bears coming off of a bye, playing at home. I'll take the points here.
Yeah, this was a fringe best bet for me on the Bears. I do think they'll hang in this game. I'm fully expecting Philadelphia to win, and maybe it is a backdoor cover. Maybe they just hang close enough. But I lean the Bears borderline best bet with the 9 points. Chop, any best bets for you here with this big number, Philly on the road in Chicago?
No best bets, but I'm leaning with you guys. I'm leaning Bears for everything you said. You know, a lot of points at home for the Bears to begin. And classic. This has got to be a classic look-ahead game for Philadelphia. Next week, Christmas Eve against the Cowboys. This has got to be a look-ahead game for them.
Yeah, for sure. And we've seen how that works with Dallas. Speaking of Dallas, we're going to get to – we got a showdown this week, Dallas and Jacksonville. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Actually, the next game after this one coming up. We'll put Notorious against Chop, maybe a little side action as well. We'll see if we can wrangle something up. Pittsburgh, Carolina, though, the first game, a ton of line movement in this one, guys. This one opened Pittsburgh -3. That has swung all the way to the Carolina side, and they now sit as 3-point favorites. So 6 points of line movement in this one, 37.5. The total here, he's in L.A. now. But no doubt, these offenses both have looked ugly. Chop, this should be an ugly game here, but 6 points of line movement, certainly interesting here. Pittsburgh been playing well. What are you doing here, Pittsburgh, Carolina?
No strong take, so I'm just going to lean. I'm going to lean towards Carolina here. They've actually, Pittsburgh's done, right? They can't do anything in the playoff hunt, basically. Carolina can win the damn division and get a home field game in the first round. They're not that far off, and they played a lot better since they got rid of their coach. They're playing better since they put Darnold in there. So, yeah, I'm going to lean towards Carolina here and hope they can pull out this win by a field goal.
Same lean for me. 6 points of line movement is quite a lot of movement. Obviously, ideally, would have got this with the points early on in the week, but still sitting at a field goal here, Noto. So lean to Carolina for me as well. I'm with Chop. Are you on the other side here? Are you with us with Panthers at home?
Yeah, still mad about last week in the Steelers. I mean, they were looking good. Trubisky had 3 interceptions on the wrong side of the field, and they just couldn't get the job done against the Ravens. I still like their defense, but I'm with you guys. You know, the Panthers are playing well. And at this point, who's not cheering for them to win the division? Nobody wants to see Tom Brady back in the playoffs. We don't need any more of that. So, yeah, get Darnold in there. And did you guys also see Baker Mayfield won Offensive Player of the Week last week? I mean, okay, he had 2 good throws and he gets, I don't know. Anyway.
I was keeping an eye on the game. I was out. It was 16-3, a couple minutes left. All right, this game's over. Get home. And was like, what in the hell happened? But yeah, you're right. I mean, the drive was impressive for sure. I don't know if it was player of the week impressive. So We'll talk some Baker later on in the show here.
All right, I'll save my Baker takes.
All right. Hey, I mean, you want to throw them out now, have at it.
Well, did you guys watch the game at all?
I caught bits and pieces of it.
Dude, the announcers were acting like this guy was, I don't know, the Messiah, because he came in 2 days before the game started and he was doing, you know, handoffs. I mean, I couldn't believe how much credit they were giving him. And then he comes back and wins the game, and so it just got worse and worse.
I don't. People have an odd fascination with Baker Mayfield. I mean, going back to Oklahoma, even this guy's just like a lightning rod. So, all right, showdown time. Dallas, Jacksonville on tap here. Dallas opened up 6-point favorites. That has come down to 4. Total at 48 in this one. So, all right, we got a Cowboys fan in Chop. We got a Jags fan in Notorious. I'm going to start with Noto here, home team getting points. What are we doing? I know you're a pessimist. I think I already know where you're going here, but any faith in your Jags to get this one done at home against Chop's Cowboys?
Yeah, I can't believe I stacked my Jags a week too early, stacked them against the Lions. They couldn't do anything, and then they just go off against the Titans. Evan Engram won somebody $1 million last week. Didn't think that was going to happen this season, but out of nowhere, Trevor Lawrence looks really good. Going to get Calvin Ridley next year, so I'm really excited moving forward. I do worry about the Cowboys' ability to get pressure on the quarterback, but like Chop said, this could be a look-ahead game for Dallas too. So I'm leaning towards taking the points at home for the first time all season, maybe. I think I'm betting on the Jags.
Look at that. Chop, they can't possibly have 2 look-ahead games in a row, can they? I mean, Houston last week, now you go on the road. I know they're going to have some divisional games coming up here, but Dallas, 4-point favorites in Noto's Jacksonville backyard. What do you got here, Chop?
Well, that's the thing about it. You have to navigate between what's a look-ahead and what's a fake look-ahead. Last week was a look-ahead, and they almost got nipped in the bud because of it. Now, they're not going to be a look-ahead. Now, they're going to be focused on Jacksonville, knowing that they almost lost last week. So, this is a fake look-ahead. So, they'll be in fine shape, I think. I think they'll go in there and handle their business. Now, 4.5 on the road to a team that's really playing well. Two huge wins in the last 3 weeks against quality teams. That's, you know, I think the Cowboys pull off the win, but – could like be a field goal game, so I'm not willing to like put too much on, like not a best bet or anything. I'd say I'd probably lean towards Cowboys. I'll say this:
we're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
if Noto wants to make a bet.
I was going to say, we got to have a side here. Action
this
here.
This is some, Sunday. Some kind of... will you still be in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
Still be... Okay. Cowboys win. You got to get up on one of them, ride one of them electric bulls. Cowboys win. You got to get on an electric bull.
Nothing but downside for me in this bet.
Okay, but now you didn't hear that. If the Jaguars win, as a proxy to me, Cal will get up on a riding bull for me.
I think either way, Cal should have to get up there.
I'm liking this bet.
He could be my proxy as well.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. You just remembered something. Anybody catch the slack pitcher with Dan Bach?
Oh, yeah.
Hitting his face and planting his face in the ice. Oh, man. I need the video. Who's got the video of that one, man?
Beer, you did a bowl once, right?
Me and Dan actually had a head-to-head bull riding in Nashville. I want to say I won, but I don't think either of us went more than about 1.5 seconds. So it was pretty ugly late at night at the Roto Grinders party. So there's still – my wife still has some video of that floating around somewhere. But you know Dan's wife has a video of the curling incident, Chop. So we just got to figure out a way – to get our hands on that, because the aftermath was priceless. But
the picture showed nobody going to help. Everybody was just filming. So somebody's got to have some video.
Yeah, you want to be on the other side of the camera in these situations, not the one doing the act.
Noto, you ever done any curling? I always have been fascinated with it. There's a place, so I'm in Michigan, I'm near Canada. There's a place up there, but never made it up there. Being in Utah, you ever done any curling?
I cannot skate, rollerblade, ice skate, nothing. So get me on ice and it's trouble. So I'm not even going to – I'll be Dan times two, I bet.
Up like – yeah, you'll end up like Dan. We don't want that. So, all right, moving on. We're moving to the afternoon slate on Sunday. Looks like a four-gamer here in that 4 Eastern window. First game, Cardinals and Broncos. Denver started out 1-point favorites. That's climbed to 3, another low total at 37. So – Chop will stay with you here. I mean, these two teams, probably the two biggest disappointments all season long. Now, Kyler Murray out for the year on IR. Russell Wilson, we'll see what his status is. So, I mean, we could have backup quarterbacks here, backup running backs. I mean, this thing's a mess, Chop. But I'm not touching this one. Your thoughts here, Arizona and Denver.
Yeah, I can't touch it just because I don't know the status of Russell Wilson. They actually, for the first time all year long last week against KC, they had to open it up because they got down so big. And he looked great. They almost came back and won that game. Sure enough, late in the game, he gets hammered, man. And he was on. I've never seen Russell get up and be that. He was out. I think he was out cold for a little bit, and then he looked really rough after. So I don't know if I doubt he plays, but who knows how they do the concussion thing these days. But like, if Russell was going to play, I'd totally lock in the Broncos, but there's no way I can do it not knowing his status. So I have to just kind of pass on this game.
There were some brutal hits last week. That one, the Mike White looked like he got hit by a semi truck in Buffalo. And then the whole Devontae Parker situation. If you guys saw that, guy stumbling around. Nelson Aguilar is going apeshit.
Where are the spotters at, man?
Right. Like, call timeout. This guy can't even stand up straight. So that's the thing. You know, sometimes they pull these guys off the field and they're fine. The spotters get all involved, and then the next guy's stumbling around and no one's doing anything about it. So I don't know. Crazy for sure. But Russell definitely took a shot. We'll see if he's back in that game. So thoughts, Cardinals, Broncos.
Well, the story all season is if the Broncos could score more than 18 points, they'd have like an incredible record. So the defense has been playing well, and I don't really like their offense. They looked good last week at times, but if Russell's not going to be in there, give me the under, and I like it quite a bit, even at 37.
Yeah, it's always nerve-wracking betting an under when it's that low, but I think that's probably the play here. I don't see either of these offenses doing a whole lot in this one. All right, New England, Vegas up next. The Josh McDaniels Bowl here. We have a 1-point spread in favor of Vegas. That's come down from 1.5. Total at 44.5 in this one, Noto. So New England, big road win. We'll see status of Ramondre Stevenson here, Damian Harris. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Vegas been playing well. They did activate the windows on Waller and Renfroe. It doesn't mean they're back this week. They have 21 days. So another couple guys that we'll have to keep an eye on. So a lot of injuries to parse through here, Noto, but New England very much in the playoff race here. Big game on the road in Vegas.
Yeah, I think New England keeps it going. They've been playing well. I still don't trust the Raiders. I mean, their offense looks good at times. Their defense can get to the pressure or get to the quarterback every once in a while. But I just don't trust the Raiders even at home. So I will take the Patriots, but not locking that in.
Yeah, this is an avoid for me as well. I can make a case on both sides. I feel a lot better about New England if Ramondre's there, even if Damian Harris is back. But then backup running backs look pretty strong as well, Harris and Strong. Chop, thoughts on this one? A lot of injuries. Any takes here with New England and Vegas?
My only take is I think New England, I mean, 7-6, congratulations. I don't think they're a 7-6 team. I think they're worse than that, and they kind of overperformed. And they keep on catching some pretty lucky breaks. I mean, to lose Kyler Murray on the third play of the game, okay, that's kind of hand-feeding you a win right there. So I'm going to lean on the Raiders, but no definitive stuff.
Going to give you a season-long bad beat. I don't know what he gives a shit about season-long, but rolled into a championship or a playoff matchup. Needed 30 points out of Kyler and Ramondre on Monday night. Was feeling pretty good. And then, boom, Kyler goes down, Ramondre goes down, and the rest is history. So while we're talking season-long, Chop, how's that season-long team looking?
First week of the playoffs this week, I'm looking pretty strong, we had a big seeding similar to your story. There was some seeding involved with Ramondre and Waddle for this guy. He only needed like 23 points out of the two of them in that Sunday night and Monday night game to advance to the playoffs and knock out the guy that I'm going to end up playing. And you saw what happened. Waddle got basically shut down. Then Ramondre got injured. So the other guy sneaks in. That's the guy I'm playing. I'm the number one seed. I'm on a free roll because number one, get your money back already. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like if I lose this first round game, it's a massive upset. I'm feeling pretty good. So knock on wood.
All right. We'll check back in next week. See if the number one seed survived the first round of the playoffs. Titans, Chargers up next. Opened up LA -1.5. That's gone to 2.5 here at BetMGM. Mostly threes out there, though, so this one could tick even more here. Total at 46.5 on this one, Chop. So two teams loitering, as ESPN loves to say here, still hanging around this playoff race. Titans obviously coming off that big loss at home against Jacksonville. Do they bounce back here on the road? Chargers not great against the run. Feels like could be a good Derrick Henry spot here.
It could be. They're trying to bounce back. They really need to, but I'm not willing to bet them against the Chargers. I'm not willing to really put any money down on the Chargers against them either, but I'll say this much. I've got to just kind of try to scope out the playoff picture. Like, Tennessee is going to be in because their division is not good. Respectfully, Derek, to your Jaguars who are in second place. I don't think they're catching the Titans, but the Chargers are sneaky, sneaky. Really, I think they're in the driver's seat to grab one of the playoff spots. So I think they're starting to play well, starting to get a little healthier on offense at least. I'm going to lean towards the Chargers, but I don't really have a definitive, nothing I could put a best bet on. But I did do, just because you get addicted to it, throw in a couple best ball underdog playoff things because it's out there. And boy, you can get the Chargers basically for free at the end of those drafts, and I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're very interesting.
I'm jealous, Chop. Underdog pulled out of Michigan, so no underdog for me, man. I guess they didn't want to pay the fees or whatever the hell's going on. So
what in the – how could – Michigan is like the – got to be a totally neutral state, right? How the heck do they play?
I don't know if it's, with newly formed sports gambling, sports betting here within the last year or two, whatever it was. So I don't know if it has to do with that or what, but I was shocked, go to my underdog account and I'm locked out of the damn thing. So we'll see if they get back here, but I'll find some best ball for sure. I'm going to go best bet here, and I'm going to chop. I hate to go against you, but I'm going to go with the Titans here. I do think Derrick Henry is going to be able to get it going here. The Chargers feel like they're on the right track. And how many times have we talked about it? As soon as you're feeling good about the Chargers, what happens? They pull the old rug on you, and, you know, they shit the bed. So I think the Titans go in here and play well. Would not shock me to see them win this game. I will gladly take the points here with the Tennessee Titans. Best bet number four for me here with the Titans. Noto, so I guess you got to settle the tie here. Now, it wasn't a best bet for Chop, just a lean on the Chargers. But best bet on Titans for me. Agree, disagree?
I'm also locking in the Titans. I mentioned it last week. I couldn't bet on the Dolphins because the Chargers, every time you count them out, they come back and win these games. And then every time you get your hopes up, they end up breaking your heart. So everybody's on the Chargers this week. I think the Titans, the biggest mistake the Dolphins made last week, they just didn't run the ball. They didn't even really try to run the ball. And then, you know, they got down early and we were kind of forced into some obvious passing situations. I don't think the Titans are going to do that because last week they had the game under control against the Jags. And then they kind of, you know, started airing it out a little bit for no reason. Anyway, I think Derrick Henry runs all over them. And I do like the Titans in this spot.
All right, I have you both for three best bets here. Two bullets remaining. So check my math. If I miss something, we'll circle back. All right, last game in the afternoon window, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. Since he opened up 2.5-point favorites, that's gone to 3.5, total at 44.5 on this one. So, no, the old noodle arm continues to struggle. Love the Niners last week. It was probably my favorite bet. Easy win there. You know, Tampa Bay has been horrendous against the spread. I mean, they're like 2-10 or something over their last 12. Cincy on a roll here, but pretty light number here. I mean, it feels like a somewhat of a trap going with Cincinnati. Almost seems too easy here. That's making me stay away from this one. Maybe you have a stronger take here, Bengals, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, if I could have got it at 2.5, I probably would have locked it in. But you guys have been right about the Buccaneers pretty much all season. I think you guys both locked in the Niners last week. Should have followed you on that one. Pretty easy win for them at home. Tampa Bay can't move the football. And I don't think anybody's stopping Cincinnati right now. So I will lean towards them, but I can't lock it in at 3.5.
I really want to as well. Chop, am I reading something wrong here? The number just seems too light. I mean, how could it only be 2.5, 3.5? I mean, is it just Tom Brady getting too much respect here? So you got a best bet on this one, or are you kind of reading it the same way here?
No, they pushed it up over a field goal, so I'm not going to put a best bet on it. But I kind of agree. It seems, they just can't move the ball, Tampa Bay, on offense. They're just – the offensive line is bad, and Brady has not, like, we all kind of expected this years ago. You're going to finally fall off, you know, but he just kind of kept going and going. This is the fall off year. This is it, and we're watching it, and he can't do much, and Mike Evans is on the sidelines getting very mad, and there's some frustration. But once they push it up over a field goal, I ain't going to mess with it. So I would lean towards the Bengals too, but I can't lock it in.
Simple yes or no answer here. Is this Tom Brady's last season, Chop?
No.
Noto?
Well, I can't say this in one word, but if his money's stuck in FTX, he's got to play a few more.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he's got that plush $450 million Fox contract.
He's got that, but it's not about money. We know that. It's is this the way you want to look going out? Do you want to try to at least salvage something out of the last perception? Like,
yeah, but come what back if you're worse next year? I mean, you might be worse. Decline.
You might be worse. Maybe at least come back to camp and see if you feel better, and then retiring, I don't know. I don't know his personal situation, but it feels like coming back to football cost him. His person, like, it feels like she said, oh, you're going back. I'm out of here. I don't know. But if you already lost that because of football, hell, you might as well play another. You know, you might as well play another year. You already gave up so much for it. Might as well, even if you're a backup, even if you're terrible. Yeah, I mean, you lost your wife, and you might as well just not lose her for just one season. At least you might as well run the whole gamut, play to your 50 now, shit.
Yeah, he might try, too. If there's anybody that would try to play at least 50 – it's Tom Brady here. So I think we all lean towards the Cincinnati side. But again, that number seems a little funky. So no best bets on that one. Sunday Night Football, NFC East, big game here. Both teams, 7-5, Giants and Commanders open up Washington, 3.5-point favorites. That has gone to 4.5 total on this one at 40. So believe they flexed this game out. I understand it. You know, they're two teams tied in the standings, but 40-point total Sunday Night Football chop does not sound very appetizing here. So big number here. Two teams we talked about, they met a few weeks ago, kind of going in opposite directions. Washington was playing well. Giants kind of coming back down to earth here. Who comes out on top here? This is a big game in the NFC and the NFC East.
Washington comes out on top. It's 4.5, so I'm not comfortable putting that in as a best bet, but Washington should win it. They played very recently. That was the tie game, and I think Washington outplayed them and got very, very unlucky not to win that game. And so now they're coming back at home. That was on the road. I think they win this game. I'm just not sure about the 4.5. So I'll lean towards Washington. But the Giants are who we thought they were. They won a bunch of one-score games, and now it's all catching up to them.
Absolutely. RIP Denny Green. Are who we thought they are. I am with you on Washington. I am not going best bet either. You know, if it was 3.5, I feel a lot better about a 4.5. Not that it's a huge number, but I think the Giants do stay close here. But at the end of the day, Chop, I'm with you. I think Washington a much better team. So lean towards the Commanders. Noto, any stronger feelings here? Sunday Night Football, Giants, Commanders.
Yeah, lock me into Washington. I'll bet this up to 10. I mean, I love the spot for them. I like them a lot. And when they played in New York in week 13, and then they had a bye. So they've been playing the same team for 3 weeks, 3 weeks of preparation for the same team. And then you have New York. They just got smoked by Philly at home. You guys mentioned all the numbers. You know, Washington looks a lot better on paper. New York's been winning a lot of these close games. It's starting to come back to bite them. And I just think they steamroll them in this spot.
All right, another yawner here. And I hate to talk crap about my team, but speaking of Baker Mayfield, the Rams coming to Lambeau Field to take on the Packers again. This probably looked great on paper to open the season. Rams, Packers in December. Like, hell yeah, we want that on Monday Night Football. You know, they'd love to pull the plug on this one and get one of those other games in here. But here we sit, opened up Green Bay, 9.5-point favorites. That's come all the way down to 7 total here at 39.5. So another total under 40. Just a rough week this week. DFS should be a ton of fun, but I have my last best bet here. I'll lead off here. Gone against my team. I've gone with my team. I am going to trust in the Packers this week. I think the defense is going to play well. I know they have some injuries, but Baker is not going to go into Lambeau Field and have some drives like he did last week. I think he's going to be exposed. This Rams offense, we know, is not playing at a very high level right now. Yes, you give him credit for that win against the Raiders, but I think Rodgers and company can do enough. In his mind, they're still alive in the playoffs, so there is that motivation to win this game, and I think they win pretty handily here, guys. So the line has gone the other way. I understand that, but I will gladly lay the 7 here. Green Bay, my final best bet here. Noto, wrap us up. Monday Night Football, Rams, Packers.
Yeah, right there with you. Going to lock in the Packers as well. One of my favorite pastimes, betting against Baker Mayfield. The fact that they won that game is getting us a lot better number on this week's game. So I love it. Packers coming off the bye. They just, if they run the ball 30 times, they're going to be fine in this one.
Chop, I still have you with 2 bullets remaining. I may have missed something along the way, but are you utilizing one of said bullets here on Baker Mayfield?
I am not using it on Mayfield, but I am using it in this game. I'm taking the Packers' best bet. That's pretty easy to me. I love the Packers in this game, coming off a bye week. And then the Rams, you know, their miracle comeback last week got them on cloud 9, but they're about to, you know, they're about to face a real team here, I think, a team that's going to play really well. So I got the Packers here. I don't know what's the initial weather report look like in Green Bay there, Beer.
I mean, cold. It's actually going to be colder than it's been. So okay. I want to say
that's good.
The lows are down there in the teens.
Okay. Well, the thing about Baker is we've talked about Tua being, you know, Tua and Goff not wanting to play in cold weather. I think Baker's the opposite. He kind of thrives in the cold weather, but it's anything above 30 that really gets him, and he really sucks in the above 30 degree weather. So I guess Baker will be fine, but the team in general is just not good right now. They're sending guys to IR. The season's over with. You know, it's a done deal. The Packers, I don't know mathematically what their playoff thing is, but it's like they're still fighting. They're still fighting for
life support.
And Aaron Rodgers even said, I will play up until the minute that we cannot, you know, make the playoffs anymore. So they're still going to fight, and they had the bye week. I like the Packers here big time.
It's part of me, like, almost wants them to lose. I know I just put a best bet on Green Bay, but just so he can sit, let's see Jordan Love. What do we have here? Like, guy's been here for 10 years and no idea if he's capable of being the quarterback or not. So, we'll see. But I do think Green Bay rolls, unfortunately, and the Aaron Rodgers saga continues. So, Chop, I want to give you your picks just because I don't know if I missed one, but you have Cleveland, Buffalo, the Jets, and Green Bay. Four best bets. So
yeah, let's go back to the Panthers. Give me them Panthers against the Steelers.
All right. So Cleveland, Buffalo, Jets, Carolina, and Green Bay for Chop. Noto is rolling with Cleveland, Buffalo, Tennessee, Washington, and Green Bay. I am on Cleveland, Miami, Atlanta, Tennessee, and Green Bay. So Cleveland, Green Bay, across the board. You guys both on Buffalo, and two of us, Noto and I, in Tennessee. So those are the ones that doubled up, tripled up. So lock those in if you're going with any crazy parlays or anything, courtesy of the OG. So that will do it here for our Week 15 show. We will be back next week. Christmas week should be fun. So we'll talk a little holiday stuff as well, talking Week 16. But, guys, final thoughts for the people here. Chop, what do you got, Week 15?
Let's go. Now we're in it, man. We're in it. We got the whole Saturday, Sunday thing going on for 2 weeks in a row there. Next week is the holidays. We got the playoffs starting in fantasy. You can't beat this. Now, this is the real holiday season here. So enjoy it, because it doesn't get any better than this. And once that clock strikes around New Year, everything's downhill.
Yep. Then we get into the throes of the NBA late season scratches and all that good fun. So enjoy this while you got it. Again, we got football Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, college bowl season getting started here soon as well. So lots going on. Make sure you head over and utilize Scores and Odds. So it covers all of the different sports. So don't miss out. If you have not signed up yet, go and check that out today. Noto, final thoughts, Week 15, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, if anybody's out in New Orleans at the event, come say what's up. Cal will buy us some drinks, I'm sure. And, if you want to waste some time, go to 538.com. It has the win probability or the playoff probabilities of each team. And then you can go through every game the next 3 weeks, and it'll change the probabilities based on, you know, who you think is going to win. So right now the Packers, 6%. If they win this week, it goes up to 7%. But if they win out, it goes up to 35%. So they're not dead yet.
Yeah, they're pretty much dead. So at least I love the optimism, Noto. But if you are in New Orleans, we also will need footage of Cal and Noto on the bowl. And if Mrs. Bach is listening to the show, we're gonna need that video of your husband taking a spill there on the ice, trying to curl. So, Dan, a Florida guy should not be messing with ice. There's just things that you just leave alone. So. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Best of luck with your bets here in Week 15. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel if you're listening on your favorite podcast app. Do us a favor. Leave that 5-star review. Run out of weeks here to talk with the OG. So appreciate you guys for taking time and hanging out with us once again this week. For Notorious, for Head Chopper, I am Beer. We are the DFS OGs. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck with your bets this week. We'll catch you next week. Kick off the new pro football season with the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up at BetMGM using bonus code GRINDERS, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, Wyoming, or Ontario only. Must be 21 years or older to wager. 19 or older in Ontario, new customer offer only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, D.C., Kansas, Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, or Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, Maryland, New Jersey, or West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 0023 in Puerto Rico. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789 in Tennessee or call 1-888-777-9696 in Mississippi and Ontario. If you have any questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, please contact Connects Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 to speak to an advisor free of charge. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah and other states where prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada and New York.